Well, it changed there a little bit, but I think we're gonna pack it in on the intro there.
All right, you guys.
All right.
Woo!
You turned into the mono. Man, I said turned again. You've tuned into the Mono and Mono Show. I am DJ Ad-Rock.
And I'm DJ Steel.
And we are coming to you live atop of a pedestal on a wedding cake here at Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, 100.3 Sound FM, 108 King Street,
South.
North. In Waterloo.
That's right. And man, do we have a good battle tonight.
Oh, do we ever have a good battle today? I'm ready to battle this out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You figured out your selections there?
I figured out my selections like last week. Hello.
All right. Well.
Jeez. So, DJ Steel.
Yeah.
I think we need a new intro
CD?
Music thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. We need to redo that.
Maybe we could digitalize it somehow.
Yeah. How do we digitalize things? Can we even do that these days? Is there the technology to do such things?
I think so.
All right, let's look into that.
All right.
Will we have to hire anybody?
We might need Tim back.
Oh, boy. Tim.
Your buddy.
Yeah, you ran off with my girlfriend. What a douchebag. I hate that guy. He's so smart, too.
But he's smart.
He is smart, but he's smarmy. He's smart and he knows it, and he rubs it in everybody's faces. He's one of those guys. He's such a douchebag.
So, anyway.
Hey, Nightmare Radio, while you guys were out, we played some metal music in your honor, just so you know. We played some System of a Down, F the System, and then we played some Super Beast by Rob Zombie. There you go.
Yeah. Our go-to, those were, I think,
We may have played them before your show. Once or twice.
Or every week.
Or nine times. At least I played a different System of a Down song.
Yeah, you did. I played the same Rob Zombie one.
But it's a good one.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, should we do this?
Yeah, let's get into our theme.
Oh, wait, we need to tell people what it is.
Yeah, so this week's theme, because with all the, finally, the good weather.
Yeah.
Is kind of.
Let's not jinx it. We did that once already.
Stuff. It's supposed to get cold again, eh?
I'm gonna knock on.
It is supposed to get cooler again.
I know.
Think on Saturday.
Well, the last time we had a show about spring coming.
Oh yeah,
you weren't here.
No, I wasn't here, but I remember that.
And then
now.
We had a snowstorm like the rest of the week, and then we'll know what happened.
Two snow days.
Power went out. Power went out last week.
Freak. All your guys' fault.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Well,
probably. DJ Matador's fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think so. So, we got our spring cleaning stuff that someone submitted on the mono at www.monoamonoradio.com.
Yeah.
And let's battle it out.
I love the way you say our website with a little bit of an edge in your voice.
Oh.
It works.
Thanks.
So many levels.
Well, let's rock, scissor, paper it up.
We just said it's good weather. We didn't say what
we said. That's what it was. It was submitted. The spring cleaning.
Oh, spring cleaning. I must have zoned out because I was thinking about how well you said the website that I zoned out. Spring cleaning, home improvement.
Yeah,
that
which
sort
is
of
a
stuff.
Difficult one because when I was when I was reading the theme, I didn't fully understand what the submitter was thinking.
Yeah.
Songs to listen to, like great songs to listen to while you're working around the house, or songs about working around the house.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
I think I took as the second one. Songs about working
That's what I
around the house or
too.
Having to do with
home
improvement or spring cleaning, that sort of thing.
Let's do that up.
All right, let's do it.
Let's paper, rock, scissor it up to see who goes first.
All right.
All right.
One, two, three, paper!
All right.
I double papered your ass.
All right. What do you want to go first or?
Decisions. I'll go second.
Second? All right. I thought you might say that, so I have mine.
It's because we're so, like, we've been doing this together for such a long time that we're like, we're on the same page and we know what each other is thinking sometimes. Like, we can even finish each other's sentences.
Yeah. Sometimes we can even do that.
Do that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, I'm going to get into my first song. Whoa.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, we're doing that.
All right. And this the first song that I'm going to play is a recent, actually, maybe it's even the most recent past feature band that we had here and whom we interviewed.
Ah, I know who you're going to play.
Who?
Pick a Piper.
That's right. And they've got a
song. Again.
I know. Yeah.
Like, I know these things.
The song, and it's kind of a redone version of one of my favorite songs by them, which was Yellowknife. And I'm going to go with the song Once Were Leaves, because there were once leaves all over the trees around my house,
yep.
And now they're all over the ground because I didn't rake them up in the fall, and I'm having to do it now.
It's okay. If you haven't killed your grass, then it provides a good,
nutrients.
Nutrients for the grass.
Perfect.
If the grass isn't dead already.
Well, we'll have to get them off and find out.
You'll have to wait and see.
So here it is. Some Pick a Piper, Once Were Leaves, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! back here on the Mono A Mono Show. And you're listening to Sound FM 100.3. It threw me off a little bit with what I was going to say.
I don't even know what was playing because I can't hear.
Pick up. Oh, yeah.
No, because I had the.
Oh, it sounds great. Yeah, the background.
Yeah, but before I just changed it. It was the theme music.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Anyways. But yeah, we were just having a great discussion about the posters up on the wall.
Yeah, about
with
the
DJ Xavier,
the classic.
Yeah, some great immortal
bands like Pink Floyd,
Black Sabbath, the Beatles. Obvious that they're up there.
Jimmy Page and the Black Crows.
Yeah. Who else we got? Metallica.
Yeah, we got some AC/DC. Jimi Hendrix. Oh, and Cyanide Kiss, too.
Yeah.
And, of course, the lovely Jade.
Yeah, who was in here. That's right.
I just found meat on my thigh.
Oh, God, that sounds bad. all right, that was my first selection right there.
That was a good selection there,
yeah,
DJ Steel.
Pick a Viper.
Nice. Well done. Okay, so we're doing spring cleaning, home improvements. So when you're doing those sorts of things, the reason why you do them is because you take pride in your house, correct? You say something like, "This is my house! This is my home!"
Okay.
And damn it, I'm going to make it look nice.
Okay.
So I'm going to play a song called, "This is my house, comma, this is my home."
Okay.
By We Were Promised Jetpacks.
Ah, there you go.
And like, who wouldn't want to be promised jetpacks, except if you were promised them and then you were never delivered a jetpack?
What was that movie with the guy with the jetpack?
The Rocketeer.
Ah, that was a damn good movie.
And I just had a thing, an idea. When we're off the air, we can ask the opinion of Nightmare Radio.
Yeah.
What they think a unicorn's capabilities are.
Oh, yeah.
They might have some interesting theories.
Yeah.
So, and then we'll express those theories to the Mono Amigos.
Yeah, because...
Who are eagerly awaiting some more information about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so here is This Is My House, This Is My Home by We Were Promised Jetpacks here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono A Mono!
When it was dark, wait for day to start before we leave. Turned on both the lights, what we found we didn't like, so we turned our back. Found me. Oh no, you found me here. Yeah.
Compelling.
So, yeah.
Very compelling.
So you think that a unicorn is on a higher level than a Pegasus?
Would you say that, DJ Xavier?
No, I think it's like the Pegasus has wings, so they're not given those same kind of powers. They can fly. But a unicorn, just a regular unicorn, can use it to transport itself through time and space. And dreams, if it wants to. It rips a, what is that, a portal. We'll call it a portal.
Sure,
a
that works.
A rift in the space-time continuum.
I like that, rift. Yeah. But also, DJ Bloody Mary said
they're violent,
that they use their horns to murder people.
In some dimensions, they are known as great destroyers of worlds.
Yeah, that is amazing.
That is true. They burn going? Everything in their wake. Their tails become flames. They take on different forms, mostly in the shape of a horned horse. But
wow! And yeah. can they use their horn to fly?
I don't think so. They can fly like through space, but they can't like fly.
They can't physically fly.
They can't physically fly. Yes.
So they can't do that. So Pegasus, if it wanted to get away, could fly away.
But yes. what I was saying is that the unicorn can use its magical horn to grant itself the ability of flight.
You know, that's a theory I've heard. Yes, that is true.
You've heard that?
Yes, I've read many.
How are you going to destroy a world if you can't fly?
Well, you use the power of your horn. You know, like you said, like you can just, like I said, you can change different forms. Who knows, like a giant transformer horse going through and just running you down. Or who knows what other dimensions hold.
And is it like invincible? Like if they were to stab like a lightsaber?
No, I've eaten unicorn before. They are not invincible.
No, but the horn.
The horn itself is a great delicacy, and it's also an aphrodisiac. It's also an aphrodisiac when shaved down.
I was gonna say when you grind it down.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And you use it in apothecary class.
Your mortar and pestle. Arrogant technical.
That's right.
I don't even know what we're saying anymore.
It means you can take a unicorn's horn and grind it down and use it as an ingredient for developing serums, potions, promises.
Interdimensional Viagra.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Like a reduction sauce.
Sure.
Yes.
More like it.
No, you can make delicious reduction sauces to make a nice duck confit with unicorn horn.
Alright,
this is where we arrived.
Yes.
There we have it.
Alright, well, thank you for your opinions.
Yeah.
DJ Xavier, DJ Bloody Mary, we appreciate it.
Not always, but you know.
Today they're here. Today.
In spirit, you're always here. You know what? You guys are always right here.
We got, and see now.
Right here. I'm pointing to my heart.
Yeah. We're supposed to be talking about the spring cleanup, but DJ Xavier and Bloody Mary are only here so often, so we got to save our most important topics for when they're here and get their enlightenment.
Yeah, we need their input. It's valuable.
So,
all right.
There we go.
All you'll ever need to know about unicorns.
That's right.
I cannot wait to hear this podcast.
Okay, so you're up. No, I'm up.
You're up.
Man. All right. Hang on, I gotta see how I can segue this.
Oh gosh.
Okay. So lately I've been working in the garden, eh?
Lately.
I'm just gonna go into it. My next song for the spring cleanup is The Garden.
Nice.
See where I was gonna go and. But I'm a little bit spent after the unicorn talk, I'm just gonna jump
into exhausting. It. It's exhausting. You know, you really have to, scour the far reaches of your mind to fully wrap your head around the concept that is the unicorn.
Yep. That's right.
So it's exhausting.
I'm going to get into a song called The Garden.
Mm-hmm.
I've been actually doing a whole ton of stuff in the garden lately.
Yeah, you have.
Frig, you wouldn't even recognize my house. The whole landscape of the front looks different.
How's the tree pathway? Or the tree...
It's all gone.
Really?
I took out the entire tree.
You didn't like my idea of making like
the arch?
The tree arch?
Oh, it wasn't tall enough.
Well, you'd have to crouch through it.
Yeah, I had to crawl through it the one day. So
I still thought it was amazing.
Here's a song by a band called July Talk with their song The Garden right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono!
I went walking in the garden. I was tripping on snakes. Now I ain't asking for your love, and I'm just asking what your love is gonna take. Ignorance is bliss when you're young enough to kiss her.
Young men don't need pardons. How much love you gonna make?
We're back here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
That was a great tune.
By July Talk.
Huh? Yeah. The Garden.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Thanks.
It sounded familiar. I don't think I've ever heard that band before, but I felt like I heard that song before.
Frig, you should
like
see.
It was transcending the time-space continuum, like a unicorn.
The unicorn was, yeah.
All up in my grill. All right, I think we need to quicken our pace here because it is almost 9:30.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and we're not even halfway through.
That's okay. We can do the last two back-to-back. What do you got for us?
This one needs no segue.
Oh, okay.
Needs no real explanation.
Okay. What do you got?
The friggin' song's called Spring Cleaning.
Whoa! How'd you come up with that?
I wrote it.
Oh, you wrote the song?
I wrote the GD song. And then gave it to Bright Eyes and Neva DeNova.
Nice.
And said, hey, do what you want with this song. I'm so prolific, I have no use for this song anymore.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear what your lyrics are about.
Just wait.
I know.
All right, so here you go. This is Bright Eyes and Neva DeNova with Spring Cleaning.
I'm just going to put Bright Eyes. I don't know how to spell Neva DeNova.
I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll learn you.
Nice.
Here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono a Mono.
Stunning. She took my hand and I felt it kick. She's crying and glowing. She's 3 months and showing. Got an angry mouth. Once told
headed south. On First Avenue, headed south. And all the traffic lights blur into a bright bouquet. My heart is in mothballs. It's been packed away, but I can't get to it no way. Till the birds return for spring cleaning.
Here on the Mono A Mono Show, you just heard some Bright Eyes and Neva De Nova.
Nice!
With their song, Spring Cleaning.
Well, with my song, Spring Cleaning, that
yes.
they're singing.
Yeah, that was a damn good song you wrote.
Thank you. I thought so.
I would imagine that you wrote it a little bit heavier, though, and they kind of stripped it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I
yeah,
was...
Yeah, they definitely put their own spin on it.
Yeah.
But, no, I think they did a lovely job.
Yeah, that was pretty damn good.
Kind of like how Iron and Wine took such great heights by the Postal Service and stripped that down into a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean by that?
No, I kind of missed it because I heard the door.
Or Heartbeats by the Knife, stripped down by Jose Gonzalez.
I don't
great
even
tune.
Know what you're saying anymore. I heard the door open.
Shh, shh, he's back. Okay, all right. So we reached the halfway point of the Mono A Mono Show. Do you want to give us a recap?
Yeah,
there,
let's
DJ
do that. So
Steel?
DJ Steel has
DJ
played...
DJ Lap Steel? Let's call
Pick
you,
a pipe.
Calling you DJ Lap Steel.
Yeah, I might... Well, never mind. So Pick a Piper with their song Once We're Leaves and July Talk, The Garden. Whereas DJ Ad-Rock over here has played We Were Promised Jetpacks. This is my house. This is my home.
Yeah, damn
and
it.
Bright Eyes and Neva De Nova with their song Spring Cleaning.
Yeah.
Now, after I'm doing all this spring cleaning, I get a whole bunch of junk stuff, right? You just got to throw it out in the trash. So I've got a bunch of junk in my backyard
yeah.
that I'm slowly, like, it started way back and I moved it up to the middle because I planted something there.
Yeah.
Then I moved it up further.
Further.
But I still haven't moved it out because I got to wait for garbage day.
Good point. Yeah, you don't want to move it too quickly, especially if your neighbors are out and about, because I know how they like the pristine nature of your curbs.
Yeah. So the trash
how
is a
are
big
your,
issue. That
how
you have
are
to
your
do.
Curb weeds
right
now?
Right now, my curb weeds are doing quite well. And this is just a general notice for people down in the bridge area. Make sure to trim those curb weeds because they are unappreciated.
DJ Steele, what is a curb weed?
It's a weed that grows out of the curb, obviously.
Okay, clearly.
So I'm going to go with my song here. An older band, Silverchair.
Oh, yeah.
With their song Trash.
Nice.
Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
I don't have headphones on. Is it over?
It's still going.
Was it still going? You said it ended early. It sounded like it was going to end. Still going?
Now it's done.
Yeah.
Done.
Sorry about that.
No problem. That was great. That was great.
Didn't mean to ruin your song.
No, that was great.
Okay.
So some Silverchair with their song Trash right there. Now, Nightmare Radio's in the studio. Now, they drop by to see us as well as to plan kind of the awards for the big AGM meeting coming up.
Yeah.
Each time I see them, I feel a little bit bad.
Why?
Because my job in this whole thing was
to do the awards.
No, was to bring the plaques.
Ah.
And I left them all at home.
That's okay. When is the AGM?
Next month. You gotta make sure to show up. It's going to be on a Tuesday. Oh, what sucks?
It's on a Tuesday?
It's on a Tuesday
at
7. And it's like 3 hours long.
Oh.
Who planned it on a Tuesday?
Who planned it on a Tuesday? You're out to ruin our show.
Oh, I just thought of that now.
Maybe I won't go then. No, I have to go. They're giving out my award.
Yeah, you have to go up and present it, I think.
Yeah, posthumously. I mean, that means after I'm dead.
Oh, okay. I thought, yeah, it should be pretty humulous.
Yeah. But they're just thinking up the awards right now.
Yeah, right now
deciding on the winners and stuff.
Right, and kind of putting them together. But the main part is the actual plaque.
But they've got lots of time to get those engraved and stuff.
No, it's by the end of the month is the AGM.
You said next month.
No, the end of this month. So the what? What's the last day of this month?
Hugga-da. Hugga-da.
Look at this.
Hugga-da. Hugga-da. Hugga-da.
I think it's on April 30th.
You've got on your schedule there, you've got an acronym, MAM.
Yeah.
That doesn't, that's not AGM.
I meant to write AGM, I think.
Oh. Okay, well, we'll have to deal with that.
Oh, frig, we gotta keep going.
Yeah, we'll have to deal with that at another time.
All right, so we just took out the trash. What do you got?
Well,
what do we do next?
Okay, so as you mentioned, in your garden, because I don't have to, I don't have a garden, so I have I have to live vicariously through you and your garden. And as you mentioned, you plant things in the spring, right? You give something a new beginning.
That's right.
A genesis, if you will, a beginning, right? That's what a that's what Genesis is, right?
Yeah.
And so, I didn't pick a Genesis song. Don't worry. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No.
But I probably just wouldn't play a Genesis song on here. Unless it was
was
really old
Phil
Genesis.
Collins.
Collins was in Genesis.
Yeah, but I was... Because I love the... In the Feel the Air Tonight.
You know who else loves that?
Who?
Mike Tyson.
Damn right. Me and Mike Tyson listen to it all the time.
Darn right. Okay, so I've got a song, strangely enough, called Genesis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. By Grimes, the artist known as Grimes. So
that's right. I think you played it on the religious show.
Did we do a religious show?
I don't know.
Was I there for that?
I just thought of Genesis and thought of a joke. Don't worry.
Yeah, because that is a book, the first book in...
Yeah.
In the Holy Bible.
Yeah, because that's what Genesis means, is first book in the Holy Bible.
No, it doesn't. It means, like, beginning.
Yeah.
The startup, creation. It means creation.
The creation of the Bible.
Yeah. The creation of life, as it were. See? Bloody Mary's a Catholic girl.
See?
Said.
Oh, yeah.
She knows. So
Saint
are you.
David's.
You freaking... Heathen?
No.
I was in your class. I was your teacher. Miss Fitzhenry? Bugsy Brown. All right.
Wow, I can't believe you remember that old commercial.
Oh, of course I do.
What is it the commercial for?
Oil of Olay. Hello.
Okay.
Jeez. If you want to stay young, get your woman on Oil of Olay. If you want your woman to stay young.
I thought you said to stay young.
Bloody Mary, I think in her other life is an esthetician. Is that correct? Do you want to use Oil of Olay in order to stay young? Not on your face, only your loins. All right, here we go. This is Genesis by Grimes here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono y mono. Talking about loins.
What are loins?
They're between your legs.
Oh. We'll be right back. right, we're back here on the Mono A Mono Show with some Grimes you just heard with their song Genesis, right there on Sound FM. Damn good one.
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
All right, so this is... Oh.
It's a big time right now. Yeah.
It's about that time.
It is. All right, we got to open the vault.
Okay. Here we go.
It is now time for... The Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Yes!
Yeah. We did it all right. Really did it this time, Carl. Yeah.
We're in. So now, I'm going to get to my knockout punch. I talked about it already. Yeah. I talked about the cleaning of the leaves, working in the garden. I've been doing a lot of stuff outside. That's where my stuff's kind of coming from.
Yeah.
Once you throw out the trash, there's some good things you want to keep because you can throw yourself a garage sale and make some moolah off them.
Yeah, you can. Cha-ching.
Yeah.
Cha-ching.
Ching. Yeah.
That's right.
Finished your sentence.
I know, you knew what I was going to say.
So,
that's awesome. Creepy at the same time. Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I'm going to go with, and you know what? Last year at the garage sale, we were speaking of some of these bands that are up on the thing.
Yeah, we were.
I put out a box of my old CDs. It had a couple Cyanide Kiss. Not that I was getting rid of them. I've got doubles.
Oh, yeah, you got lots. Because they're such a good band.
Yeah. And you know, I don't want to say this too loud because Mark's right outside, but I'll just whisper it to you.
Okay.
When they were giving away the boxes of CDs, I grabbed a box and I put some of them out that I had never heard of at the thing.
Yeah.
Right? And there was some Cyanide Kiss and some AC/DC and stuff like that in the box. The CDs were the ticket to that yard sale.
Yeah.
Even at one point when I wasn't looking and trying to sell something to someone else, someone came up and stole the remainder of the box. They did. So I got to set that up again this year.
Yeah, you do. So. Maybe keep a better eye on your stuff.
Yeah. Who knows what other stuff they got out of my yard sale there.
Damn right.
So right. I'm going to go with the Cardboard Nationals.
And we'll probably have to go right into
Knockout
Punch too. Yeah, right. Before Bad Guy Radio takes to the airwaves. I'm going to go, so... I don't know what I was thinking when I picked this song.
Wait, it has nothing to do with it? Maybe this is one of the ones that you would want to listen to while doing it.
Yeah, but also in the spring when you're cleaning your house, after you've had a long day of cleaning or doing home improvements, you just want to unwind. And the way some people do that in the springtime, because they open up the racetracks again. And you might want to go to the racetrack to bet on the ponies.
Oh, yeah.
And lose your money, maybe make some money. You were talking about making some money with a garage sale. Some people do it by going to the racetrack.
Yeah, and, that's a good point.
And if they make money at the ponies, then they would say, it's a good day at the races.
Okay.
And you know who else says that?
Who?
Colorado.
All right. So we're going to get into it here.
And so, just interrupt before you continue. After our knockout punches, you want to go to www.monoamonoradio.com, click on the vote button, vote for whose DJ's selections you liked more. And also, while you're there, you might as well check us out on Facebook, Twitter, check out DJ Steele's amazing blog, A Sphere of Champions. You can also go to our live-to-air Bandcamp page as well.
Oh, yeah. It's got some good stuff on there.
But thanks for listening, folks. Here we go.
Here's the Knockout Punches. Right into
Good Day at the Races by Colorado.
Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono!
See, I knew you were going to say that.
Thank you.
Saturday. to love.